Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome back, everybody, to the What We Said podcast. Happy Tuesday. I hope you're having a great day so far. If you're on your way to work, I hope that work is just an amazing place for you today and you achieve everything you wanted to at work. And if you're on your way home from work, I hope that you come home and have a nice, relaxing evening. Or if you're on a hot girl walk, I hope you have the best hot girl walk you've ever had in your entire life today. Or if you're taking a shower, I hope the shower feels so good and you're getting so clean and you just love every minute of it. I'm just kidding. I can't think of anywhere else.
Do you ever listen to podcasts at night?
No.
Sometimes I have been recently, like really? In the evening while cooking.
Oh.
You know.
Okay, I could see that.
It has to be a certain vibe, though.
Yeah.
Like more of just like a lighthearted entertainment one. But yeah, many, many places you could listen to a podcast. When you guys are listening to this, we are on our way to New York City, which is going to be so fun. We have two different shows in New York on the 30th and the 31st. The 31st is sold out. The 30th. We may still have tickets, and if we do, once they're gone, they're gone, gone, gone. So we will link them in the description. Please come hang out with us in New York. We literally cannot wait. You guys can make a little weekend out of it or a day trip out of it. A lot of people that have come to our other shows have traveled to the place, which is always so, like, interesting to me. We'll ask in the audience, like, who here is from Chicago? And then, you know, people cheer, and they'll be like, who's not? Who traveled in for this? And yeah. Literally it'll be like even more people, so
it's crazy.
Even if you just live around New York, you can make a little day trip out of it, go thrifting, go to a coffee shop, come to our show, go to dinner, you know.
And it's perfectly acceptable to bring whoever. If you want to come by yourself, or if you want to bring your coworker or your mom. Some people have brought their mom and their mom loved it.
So fun. I love when the moms come.
They might be a little shocked by some of the things we talk about, but
yeah, we had one mom.
Moms are not as innocent as you think they are.
No, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
We had one mom, Nancy, that came to the show. Yeah. She was sitting front row, and her jaw was dropping at these date stories that we were telling.
She could not believe her ears.
But yeah, we're kind of prepping for that as we speak to go to New York and Boston, which will be very fun. We're going from...
I've never been to Boston.
So fun.
I'm so excited.
I'm excited. I know.
It's and I met a couple girls here. I was just like walking with Abby, and these two girls walked by and they were like, Chelsea, and I was like, oh, hi. And they were like, I'm coming to your San Francisco show. And I was like, oh, like, wait, you guys live there? They're like, yeah. And I was like, wait, what the heck? What are the odds that you're down here in Orange County?
What the heck?
But we're also going to San Francisco, and I think there are some tickets left for that as well. So just come hang, okay?
Just come hang at the shows.
We're not going to beg too much. Please.
In the description. Yeah, after that, I don't know when we'll be doing shows again. People are asking that on Instagram, but I'm not sure. We don't have, like, any scheduled at
the moment.
It could
be our last. It
could be the last time you ever see us in person. No, but that'll be so fun. It has been, I hate to sound like a broken record, everyone that I know from Southern California is just posting about how rainy and just gloomy it is here. But it really is, and it's so... I was telling Leif today, I think I could be wrong. Correct me if I'm wrong, girls who live in a cold and rainy, primarily, you know, place. But I was saying, I think when you live somewhere where it's most of the time sunny and then it's rainy for a very like a long extended period amount of time that doesn't feel normal, it's more jarring. Because I think if you live somewhere where it's already raining, you expect it.
Yeah.
But here it's like gone on for so long. And I know it could be so much worse, but it's like it's so unexpected. So every day when you wake up and it's raining, it's like, wow, this is not where I thought I lived.
No. It's just you also don't have the proper gear. That's the other thing. It's like I don't have rain boots on hand.
No.
But it's been raining so much, I literally have to wear my platform Uggs and nothing else because I don't want the rain to touch me because there's puddles everywhere.
I don't even own an umbrella.
Me neither. My parents came to town and it was raining so much. They're like, well, can I use your umbrella? I'm like, huh?
What umbrella?
I can't remember the last time I touched an umbrella.
I know.
Why should I
get one?
That's kind of like,
it's kind of like self-sabotage.
Yeah, it's just dumb, honestly, that I don't have one.
No, I don't have one either. But that shows you how rare it is. It's like, okay, it rains here not that often. You can get away with just like putting a hoodie on and running to the spot. It doesn't rain, you know, that much and that hard. But
yeah, exactly.
It's been a rainy, gloomy, like honestly, like 2 months at this point.
Today is sunny.
Yeah.
Very happy.
Yeah.
Today is sunny. And I literally immediately when I saw sunny went on a walk. Because I was like, I've been
advantage.
Dying. Yeah.
I know.
I want to revoke my recommendation a couple weeks ago when I was like, this season of You is not that bad. The
horrible.
Second part came out and it is darker than ever.
Really?
It's not as like raunchy. And I feel like last season was like very sexually raunchy. You know, there was like a lot of sexual undertones, which this season didn't have that much of. Because I think he literally, the actor,
was his undertones. Name? It was,
it was a tone.
It was a tone.
It
honey.
Was the tone. What's the actor's name? Oh my gosh,
Penn Badgley.
Yeah.
Wait, did I say that right?
I think so.
Okay.
Also, speaking of names, I like his name, Penn.
Yeah, like giving pig Penn.
Speaking of names, that was last week.
Like, yeah. Speaking of that,
wait, hold on. Before I continue with this, the funniest thing that JC always talks about that she does is like, we'll be sitting there or something like at dinner and out of nowhere, she'll be like, also, and she's like, oh, wait, I'm actually just going off of a thought train that I had in my own head, but she didn't even talk about it. Like, she's like, also, yeah, I'm really down with the color green or something like that. We're like, wait,
like,
what do you mean
no
also?
One was talking about it. I'm like, oh, I was having a full blown conversation in my head.
That just reminded me of that. But anyways, the second part of You came out and it was quite the twist and it was so dark and honestly scary, and he's worse than ever. So
okay, well, I will not be watching.
No. So I'm sorry if you're like, okay, I'll watch it.
I saw him when the I think it was right after season 3. Is that the last one? Is it season 4?
I think
that it's on?
Season 4.
So right after season 3, like literally Leif and I were in the process of watching it, and we saw him on our flight home from New York.
Really?
Yes. I was like,
that's kind of scary.
Not him in real life. Like, that would actually suck to be known as a creepy character. And it's like,
but people love him.
Oh, do they?
They're so, it's like twisted. You see?
But it's like, that's my point, is that it's not twisted because that's so, it would be so horrible to be like associated with this horrible character where people literally think you're a creep.
Oh yeah, no, I'm saying not. People love his character.
Ew.
Yeah, but I don't know if after this season, I don't know how you could love that man.
I will not be watching, but I will be asking for an update on everything that happened just because I'm curious. But
well, I can tell you.
Okay. Yeah, off the podcast. Though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's out, so
you can tell me on the podcast right now.
I could do an update
and just spoiler alert. Okay.
Spoiler alert. He, okay, in the first I was
telling
you. Is
Love still alive?
I don't know.
Oh.
She doesn't come back.
Oh, but it's not done yet. The season is not over yet?
The season is over, yeah.
But there's going to be another one?
I don't know.
But
maybe.
To your knowledge, she's not alive.
No,
she never came back.
She, not in this season. She has nothing to do with this season, really. He sees her in a dream. But anyways, the first, remember I was like, the first part is just a whodunit. Like, it's kind of fun, more lighthearted. They're just trying to figure out who this, like, eat the rich killer is, who's killing all these rich people.
Okay.
And he's like, he's in London now. Did I tell you that? He lives in Europe. And he has this student who's like, He's a professor at a college now.
How'd he get that job? Isn't he like, okay.
Because he like, you know, does little stuff where he just.
Okay, whatever. Yeah.
Maneuvers.
Well, we won't
way.
Get into the logistics. Yeah. So he's a professor.
He's a professor. And there's one of these students who kind of is like helping him. He's trying to figure out. He's like the good guy now. He's trying to figure out who this killer is. And they're texting him and they're framing him. So he's getting these texts like, oh, my gosh, somebody's framing me. They're the ones killing it. And they're trying to make it look like it's me. And he's like, I'm done with this life. I don't want to be a killer anymore. Right. Mm-hmm. That's why I was like, oh, my gosh, this season's better. Like, you know. And anyways, at the end of the first part of the season, came out in two parts.
Mm-hmm.
He basically finds out that it's this guy, Reese, who's like this mayor guy who he thought was a good guy. And Reese has been framing him this whole time. So he's like pissed, and then he goes and all this crazy, you know, stuff with there's so many people in the story that are like trying to kill him. It's like, wow, dude, this is like insane that you have so many hits on you, but you also, because all these people from his past are like, Love's parents hired like a hitman to get him and all this
oh
stuff.
Boy.
Anyways, moral of the story, the second part, you realize he is like schizophrenic or something, and the Reese guy who's texting him that he's talking to is his like inner demon, pretty much, or is him. It's like a figment of his imagination.
Goodbye.
So then it goes back and it shows that he actually did all these horrible things. And he like, remember Marion from last season?
Uh-huh.
He actually put her in a cage and she's been in a cage this whole time, even though he thought he let her go. So then he snaps out of it and he's like, oh, I gotta go, like, I gotta find the cage. I don't even remember where I did all this stuff. So he's like crazy.
Ew. Oh,
and it's
my
so
God.
Scary and creepy. And then it shows that he's been killing all of these people and like, just been snapping in and out of a psychotic break. And then he's about to literally jump off a bridge and like unalive himself. And you're kind of like, okay, dude, it might be time because you literally have killed so many people and like you got to go to jail or something. Like you got to be done. No more. We're not rooting for you to like somehow get out of it.
Right. Like, we've given you many chances.
Yes.
And you're not getting, yeah, you're still doing the things.
No, but he lives. And unfortunately.
He did jump, though?
He did jump. And it looks like he died. And so you're like, okay, that it's ended. And, like, after he did all these horrible things, whatever. He lives. And he kills his student's boyfriend because she's on to him. And literally frames her and sends her to jail. And then now he literally married this girl, has all this money.
Okay. I hate this show.
And he has so much money.
Yeah, let me guess. Season 5. Now they're, I can't. No.
No, he's the ultimate villain now. And he looks in the mirror and he sees Reese. So he's like fully connected with this evil person. There's no like back and forth of good. He's just all bad now.
Okay. I hate everything about that. And I will not be watching it.
No, it's so bad. It was wow. So scary. Justice for Nadia, if you watch. Sorry to like do a whole thing about that, but
well, if you want some lighter vibes, you should watch Next in Fashion.
Yes,
Chelsea and I'm on the finale right now. Chelsea's already watched it, but we started watching it together, and it's just so cute. And you know what is just making my heart swell is Gigi Hadid crying every time someone goes home. I feel connected to her.
I know.
Like, she's so sweet. Yeah. She's always, like, sobbing when she has to, you know, send someone home.
I know. She's such a sweetie. I love her and Tan together.
Yeah.
Like, they need to do so many, like, seasons of the show. It's so good.
It's so good.
Also,
it's,
I want to learn how to sew now.
I know.
It'd be so nice.
I cannot even fathom doing what they do. Like,
no.
It takes so much talent. It's basically, like, a competition fashion show where people like have to make different outfits and there's however many contestants, like 10, and then, you know, someone wins at the end. But I'm
so many
excited.
Cool looks.
Yeah. It's really cool.
It's changed the way I walk down the street and like go shopping. I'm like, wow, the ruffle detail on this shirt is beautiful. Like the detail in the stitching.
It's just crazy that every piece of clothing is like, what's the word?
Constructed.
Yeah, constructed and thought of and created, and the fit is so specific. Like, it gives you more appreciation. I was telling Tyson he should watch it and review it on his podcast.
Yes, he should.
I feel like 100%. He would be good at that.
We're going to jump into an ad real quick to talk about Symbiotica. I have been seeing Symbiotica all over my TikTok For You page. It's always recommended by the health and wellness gals. And they actually just sent me their new matcha. And I love it. I'm very excited about it.
Symbiotica is a health supplement company designing sophisticated formulations that are scientifically proven to increase vitality and longevity by filling nutritional gaps that result from our modern day diet. They have the highest quality bioavailable ingredients and the most advanced delivery system. I take my Symbiotica supplements after breakfast. It's a fun little way to just, you know, add a boost to my day. And I just take them by mouth, like orally. They're like little pouches and they don't taste bad, which is great as well.
They have this liposomal magnesium L-threonate. It was developed by a team of scientists at MIT, which has been shown to increase magnesium levels in the brain more than any other form of magnesium. And approximately 65% of all adults in the United States are magnesium deficient. This is also something that I've been hearing a lot about recently, is the fact that a lot of us need more magnesium. So this is a great one. And it tastes like a little, you know, mini kind of treat, honestly. It doesn't taste like medicinal, like a lot of vitamins and supplements do. They also have liposomal vitamin C. It's a synergistic formula that plays a key role in immune system function, collagen production, and healthy aging. They have tons of other options. You guys can take their online quiz to find out the best supplements for your specific health goals. And like Chelsea said, it's like a great little thing to add into your routine after breakfast or whenever it works for your specific schedule. Use code WHATWESAID on Symbiotica.com for 15% off site-wide, or create your custom bundle and get up to 45% off. The code applies on top of the custom bundle discount. Squarespace. We love Squarespace over here at the What We Said podcast. This is a brand and tool that Chelsea and I both have a lot of personal experience with. So I'm super happy that they're a sponsor, because if you are trying to get any sort of website built, whether it's for like an e-commerce business or really anything, if you're starting a podcast and you need a website for it, Squarespace is the way to go. From websites and online stores to marketing tools and analytics, Squarespace is the all-in-one platform to build a beautiful online presence and run your business. So e-commerce. If you are trying to sell anything, Squarespace has the tools you need to get your business off the ground, including e-commerce templates, inventory management, a simple checkout process, and secure payments. Whatever you sell, Squarespace has merchandising features to make your products look their best online. This is an amazing option for if you don't know much about like coding and building a website, but you want it to look beautiful. They have so many good templates and things to add to your website to make it look really professional and be user-friendly.
You can add videos to your website if you want to do like a little intro video or introduce yourself with like a Vimeo. You can link your Vimeo, your YouTube, or anything like that on your Squarespace website. You can also connect your social media accounts, which is very nice if you're running a brand or a company through Squarespace and you want to like link your Instagram or your TikTok or even have them show up on the bottom of your page. Squarespace is amazing. Everybody that I've ever known to start a business has used Squarespace to get themselves set up. You can track your traffic, which is amazing. And you own all the content that you put on the Squarespace platform. So go to squarespace.com/whatwesaid for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code WHATWESAID to get 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Again, that is squarespace.com/whatwesaid, code WHATWESAID.
Anyway, today's episode, which we didn't even talk about or introduce yet, is catfish stories. And in honor of this episode, I just sent Chelsea this TikTok I saw, which probably a lot of you guys saw too, because it was like, had a lot of likes on it. It was a segment. I think it had to have been recent. I don't know.
Yeah, I've never seen that episode.
Me neither. I think it was from a recent catfish episode.
I didn't even understand what was happening.
What do you mean?
In the video.
I mean, she was literally going in and out of her character.
Oh, okay.
What did you think?
I don't know. It was so confusing. She's like, I'm David.
No. I know. No, literally, it's this woman and she's like talking kind of in a low voice and she's like, basically, she was the catfish. She was the person who was tricking someone else. She was playing the part of David. She's like, I'm David to this girl. So this girl, June, has been dating this guy, David, quote unquote, but it's really Denise, who's a woman. And, you know how the story goes. It's like they think they've been dating for years. I haven't watched the episode. I only saw a quick clip, so I need to like go dig into the whole episode. But basically, it's the interaction of them meeting for the first time and her revealing herself as like, yeah, I'm not David, I'm Denise. But her, the way she's speaking, she's literally like, I meant every word in a low voice. When I'm David, I love you 100%. David loves you. And like June, the girl's like, yeah, okay. And she's like, but really, I'm Denise.
It's like, and everyone's like,
she's like, I'm sorry. Like, it has a girl voice.
Neve's face is like,
and then goes back to the guy voice at some point. And is like, but when I'm David, like, goes back. And the top comment was like, we need a psych evaluation. Like, this is nuts.
Oh my gosh, you guys, that show is one of the best shows on television.
It's so good. And
it's crazy. Like, it really is so shocking, the things that people believe and the things that people do.
I cannot comprehend.
Oh.
We were saying in Boston, we're going to have a catfish marathon when we're on tour.
Yes.
Because it is a necessity.
Apparently, there's a whole season we need to catch up on.
Yeah. I need to watch that episode. I need to know more about David and Denise. Should we read these stories? Actually, we're just going to talk the whole time.
Like, any other little thoughts that have passed through my thick skull in the last couple weeks?
I saw a thing, I think it was on Pinterest. It was like, I miss my pre-internet brain.
Oh.
And I was like, wow. I was like, we'll never have that back.
I wonder if you can.
No.
Like, it's, I wonder, like, if you go without it for so long, if you could just forget. You know what else I saw? It was like, think about like a previous relationship you've been in. Mm-hmm. Like, you know the overall vibe, but can you even picture a memory with them of like, you having a conversation?
Not one.
Not like a big conversation. Like,
I'm speechless.
Lord. I could not think of a single, like, conversation I've ever had.
No, I can't think of anything.
I'm like, we spent so much time. What did we talk about? What did we do? I don't remember.
I'm speechless.
Like, why don't I? Like, I remember big conversations or, like.
Yeah.
You know. But.
But just, like, day-to-day.
Day-to-day.
Normal things.
Like, what did we even do or talk about in high school? Like, if I really think about it or try to think.
I rely on you for all my memories, so.
I know,
I'm expecting you to remember that one.
It's really so weird when you think about how much time has passed and, like, your memories kind of, you know, come and go. But then when you try to think of, like very specific details.
When we were in high school, do you think that we, like, complained about who we were dating a lot to each other? Like, what were the conversations around?
I remember, I feel like we had more, like, it was more, like, girlhood conversations about, like, relationships. I feel like we were very, like, I remember us always talking about, like, and then they held my hand and it was so cute, like,
yeah,
you know. I don't think we
weren't digging into, like,
quite,
he did this and
no,
he had the audacity.
No, I don't think we quite had the confidence yet.
Yeah. I would love to go back and hear a conversation.
I know,
between us.
Also, what did our voices sound like?
I had a different voice completely. I was giving David and Denise, honestly. Like, I go back and look at old vlogs. I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm like, hey, guys, welcome to my YouTube channel. It's so high.
No, I saw a memory come up literally yesterday of my Instagram stories from 2018. And I was like,
Get lower over time? Because I'm not kidding. My voice was 4 octaves higher in my earlier YouTube
videos. You know
YouTube
what I think
videos.
It is? I think your voice does probably change. But I think when you first start doing content on the internet, like a video or like a podcast, you are a little bit more
poised.
Yes, you're not talking as casually as you would be talking to somebody else.
That's true. I think over almost,
or has our voices just been fried? Because I'm trying to not have vocal fry and speak like this, but my voice is just naturally,
that's part of our
fried.
That's part of our Valley Girl charm. I've actually been thinking about the whole Valley Girl accent vocal fry situation, and it really is just how people talk here. Like, I was realizing everyone I know who has grown up here or who lives here and has been here for a long time, they all have the same inflection in their mm-hmm. voice of, like, the quote-unquote Valley Girl accent. So when people are like, you're so dumb, it's like, that is quite literally
just how we talk.
Just how – it's like any other accent. It's what you're used to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, surfer guys – guys who grow up surfing, they have a specific cadence to their voice,
yeah,
and they say certain things and they all sound similar.
Yeah.
And it's because that's just their environment.
It's true. So don't hate on us, okay?
I think California and Arizona are similar.
Yeah, they are. And Utah has its own little thing.
Utah has its own accent.
They have their own way out accent.
Yeah, I think of a few words that they say a lot that other people don't pronounce that way.
Like what?
Like pitcher. They'll say, like, let's go take a pitcher. instead of picture. Mm-hmm. Not all. Yeah. But like that's very common, like Mormon mom verbiage of like, or way is like, that's way cool. That's way awesome. Obviously just saying like heck and shiz and like saying other words, but not cussing, which we also do.
Frick.
There's another
one. Some of my
one.
Personal favorites, honestly.
I've also noticed that a lot of like the Utah, what's not like accent, but the way they talk is they don't say like ing, they don't say ing, they say in.
Yeah.
So we talked about that. Like the big, she was reading and she was doing this. Like they don't say the G. Yeah. She was sleeping and whatever. They don't say the G. I don't know why.
That's so fascinating.
I know.
Nothing
but
wrong
again,
with it.
Nothing wrong with it. We talk like, you know, Valley Girls, and it's just your environment. It's how you're raised to speak. It's like someone living, you know, having a British accent. That's the way they were raised and how their parents talked and whatever.
Yeah.
So it makes sense.
Makes sense.
You want to start?
I will. I got catfished by my cousin. After a breakup, I downloaded Hinge and matched with a super hot guy. We planned to meet up after talking for a few weeks, and it ended up being my cousin. He confessed that he had always had a crush on me and thought us matching was God's way of telling him to shoot his shot. From then on, our family reunions have been very awkward, and he still tries to shoot his shot every chance he gets. Sing it with me. Sweet home Alabama. Love you, girls, and the pod.
First cousins. Please. He uses some, like, super hot guy. He's like, this was God's plan. Yeah. No, it was that she thought you were attractive because he used, like... fate. This must be it.
That's terrifying.
That is unreal. What would you do if your first cousin was hitting on you? That's unreal.
Well, first of all, if you're like meeting somewhere and then they showed up, I'd be like, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
They're like meeting you for a date.
I
would punch them.
You need jail time.
Not really. Allegedly.
So my friend and I used to catfish guys when we were in middle school before catfishing was even a really known thing. Circa 2005 in the MySpace era, we created a fake profile of this girl and would talk to guys from our school on the phone disguising our voices. Oh,
wow.
Like as different girls. Okay. At one point, we even made fake profiles of our imaginary boyfriends to make our exes jealous. It is so embarrassing to think about now, and I feel really bad for those guys we fooled. I'm taking the secret to the grave. Oh, not you creating literal exes. Imaginary. That is taking things to another level.
That's at that point. Wait, how old did they say they were?
I think junior high. Middle school. It's a little bit excusable. If you were in high school, I would be concerned.
Yeah. You're basically a preteen. You're pretty much playing house at that point. Just with an avatar.
I am having some like deep rooted memory of like a catfish situation being brought to my mind of like faking a profile for something.
You were faking a profile?
No, like maybe like me and my friend or my cousin, but definitely not to like trick a guy. I'm trying to think of what it would have been. That's like a memory that's kind of surfacing right now.
You get info from somebody?
Maybe. I can't remember.
When you're younger, it probably just seems like not a big deal.
Yeah.
My boyfriend's younger sister steals old ladies' identities and makes TikTok profiles for them and flirts with old men. She also steals the identities of moms and joins mommy group chats on Facebook in our city and causes drama. How old is she? Because it's my boyfriend's younger sister.
That
like she talks
concerning.
About it and she's like, this is just a fun hobby I have. Or you know. But she doesn't know you know. See, these
I'm
are the people
terrified.
That it's like they're serial catfishers. They're just going around pretending to be anybody.
What is the psychological reason? I must know. Like,
just
what
an escapism, probably.
Yeah. No judgment here. I escape via TikTok.
Wait, JC has been watching Vanderpump Rules. I'm so excited.
It is wild. Chelsea told me it's like so, you know, like it's some of the best reality TV. It's crazy. And I mean, I believed you, but I was like, okay. And then as I'm watching it, I'm like, wow. This is wild.
So
much
crazy.
Drama.
Yes, so much drama. Such toxic people. Toxic. All of the relationships are so toxic. You're just like, wow. Oh, I can't believe you guys are literally in this.
It's crazy.
And once you catch up, we need to talk. I mean, I don't want to talk about the scandal of all thing too much on here because you haven't watched the like later seasons, but
I know what happened though.
Yeah. But I don't all know of the stuff, like there was an episode last week that came out. Have you heard about that?
Not really.
So there's a current season going on that they already filmed. And then I guess they started filming again. If you guys don't know about Vanderpump Rules, you can skip ahead. If you know about Vanderpump Rules, you already know what I'm talking about. If you don't know about Vanderpump Rules at all, you know nothing about this. But anyways, there was an episode that aired last week and it showed this side of all of the girls and it was like foreshadowing. And I think it's right before the affair happens, maybe even like the day it happens. And I made a TikTok right after I watched it and I was like, oh my gosh, this was like watching Raquel's villain origin story. Like she was like, these girls were being so mean to her. And she was like, you can just tell she's insecure. She just got out of a toxic AF relationship where she was literally like verbally abused. And then you literally see her become the villain. And then somebody was like, I messaged that to someone. They're like, the toast girls just said that. Like, you must be a toaster. I was like, oh, I didn't even listen yet. Like, that's just what I thought out of my brain is that this is literally like her villain origin story. And the reason it's a villain origin story and not like a redemption arc or revenge is because the girls who were so mean to her, who never accepted her since she joined the show years ago, they are not the ones she's getting revenge on. She actually turns around and hurts the person, Ariana, who's been the nicest and most accepting to her. So she literally becomes the villain, like the Joker.
No.
And Tom, I'm not even just blaming Raquel because, you know, that's her own thing, but we kind of saw an insight into like her mental state.
Okay.
Tom is just the worst. Like he's just, there's just no excuse. Like I don't see a storyline for him to have any kind of like
redemption.
Yeah. You're just a good liar. You're just a narcissist.
Thanks.
Anyways.
I'm excited to keep watching.
Yeah, it's wild.
Top Golf, y'all. This is such a fun sponsor for us. Chelsea and I went to Top Golf. It opened in our hometown when we were in high school?
Mm-hmm.
And it was like one of the greatest days because it is such a fun place to go with your family or with a date. If you guys have never been to Top Golf, they have a bunch of stuff that like makes them golf. Okay. They have clubs, balls, tees, turf, all that. But then they also have a bunch of stuff that's not golf, like loud music, giant targets on this like giant fairway, TVs, handcrafted food and beverage. So you put all that together and it's a fun time. It's very fun to do as a date or like a group date, or like I said, with family members. Like it's fun to go with multiple people. And it's just a lighthearted, wholesome time.
And it doesn't matter if you can't, you know, swing a club. Everybody can play Top Golf. So it's fun for everybody. It has all of the fun of outside, but with the comforts of inside, which, you know, growing up in Arizona, chef's kiss, perfect situation for the summer.
Or if you live somewhere a little chillier, they have like comfy heated bays in the winter. You can be as competitive as you want. You can, you know, take it seriously, try and get all those targets, or you can just have fun and, you know, kind of be silly with it and eat good food and drinks while you're at it.
At Top Golf, the vibe is having fun and playing. And what else could you possibly want? It's golf. It's not golf. It's Top Golf. Download the app, book a bay, and come play around.
Okay. Hi. Love you both. When I was in sixth grade, my friend and I created an Instagram account where we would catch cheaters. Someone would send us a DM and ask us to text their boyfriends, and we would literally catfish them. And then
I love that.
And then screenshot the DMs and post them to our Instagram page and either expose them or say they were loyal. We got quite a few cheaters, LOL. Then we got scared we were going to get in trouble, so we deleted the account. Don't know why we thought of this as little sixth graders.
Sixth graders.
That is iconic.
What is it called? Like a, not a rebel, like a vigilante.
Mm-hmm.
Love that for sixth graders.
Yeah, how did you think of that? That's honestly a very smart idea.
Literally Robin Hood for women.
That's what people like I've seen some models or girls on Instagram or TikTok that will do that for girls. Like they'll be like, send me your boyfriend. I will literally message him and I will tell you if he messages me back. So it's like a hot girl that's like an Instagram model and she'll be like, hey. And then if they're like, hey, what's up? She'll literally immediately screenshot it and send it to their girlfriend.
These men.
That is doing the good work.
These men have the confidence. They must have just, I don't know, this false sense of like who they are, because I guarantee you they have 50 followers on Instagram. And how would that model find your account and just be like, I want you?
No.
But they believe it. They're like, hey, oh, yeah, where Must are you from? Be, yeah. Why are you messaging me? Like, you think I'm cute? It's like, no.
You thought.
You didn't catch on yet?
No, it's wild. I just saw a whole thing about why men cheat. I saved it to my TikTok to talk about on the podcast. I need to find it.
Someone solved the mystery of the world? Like, so casually on TikTok?
We found out why. Hold on, let me see.
Insecurity.
Great. I didn't save it. Something about it was like it went so in depth, but it was actually so like interesting to watch. It was talking about okay, wait. Oh, why men cheat? Hold on. This is just not like a hot take, but this is like a obviously not all men. A lot of men are not like this, but this girl was basically saying that because a lot of men grew up in households where they weren't like validated and they don't know how to really maybe express their emotions or they're not as like emotionally intelligent, they will take a woman trying to communicate as like their wife making their life just like a living hell and so annoying.
Ooh.
When it's really just like
trying to make
bare minimum, like
the relationship better.
Yes. Or like, because this girl was saying a lot of married men have hit on her. Like when she goes out, a married guy will hit on her and they will literally say like, yeah, I'm married. I love my wife, but she just like makes my life just, you know, basically she like annoys me so much. Like she just constantly
nagging
and she just makes my life like hell. And this woman was saying, or someone in the comments was like, my boyfriend also said this about me. Like, you just like make my life so hard because I literally would be like, can you brush your teeth today? Like, can you please like shower? Like just asking for literal bare minimum or being like, hey, I'm feeling this way. Can we communicate? And they're so like, they can't, I don't want to say comprehend, but it's like, again, not all men, but does this make sense? That they basically take any sort of like conflict or like, hey, you're doing this. And when you don't pick up after yourself and you play video games all day, it makes me feel like not seen. Like, oh, you're so annoying. It's
yeah.
like they don't because they can't understand that it's like that's communication. We're trying to grow together. Like, do you know what I'm
yes.
mean?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. And so she was saying, wow. So guys will just cheat because they're like, my wife's so annoying. And my wife is, you know, she was saying it's not because their wife is sitting at home eating chips and doesn't have sex with them. It's literally because of all these little things that add up. Sometimes.
True. Yeah, I could see that. I know, it's so fascinating. It's like how men and women perceive communication, conflict, feelings, emotions is so complicated and can be so different. Then when you try to combine them, it could be literally nuclear where they're just like a disaster waiting to happen.
Yes.
Or you could work it out. But it's so, that's why it's very important to know that your partner and you have good communication before you commit. Hi, girlies. Love y'all on the pod so much. For about 3 years, I was talking to some guy and one day randomly during a conversation, he stopped responding literally out of nowhere. I finally put on my detective pants, figured out he was a catfish, but couldn't figure out who he actually was. Okay, so she was talking to this guy for 3 years. And then he just stopped.
My gosh.
Fast forward about 5 years later, I got a random message on Twitter from someone I didn't know saying they were the one that catfished me and they were sorry and how they saw me at a Starbucks one day and almost came up to me but decided not to. Crazy.
Oh.
Did you know them? Like, or was it, it's obviously someone who lives by
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it's like someone in your town that physically like has seen you in public. That is terrifying.
And they know so much about you and you've had probably just like very intimate conversations with them. Ew.
Ooh. Being catfished is like beyond violating. Like when this stuff happens to people, again, it's like, okay, how did you not catch that for 3 years? You have never been able to like have a video conversation, but still, it's yeah. like you are saying all these intimate details, having all these conversations, and it's literally not who you think it is.
I know. And I think sometimes it's like the victim of the catfishing is also looking for a bit of escapism as
yeah.
well. So they let things slide.
Mm-hmm.
Like when we're genuinely confused how they don't know this person could get a camera if they wanted to.
Yeah.
They could go to the Apple store and freaking FaceTime you from there. It's crazy.
This is so humiliating, but here we go. I'll keep it short. In middle school, when Facebook was all the rage, my best friend and I would create fake Facebooks using pictures of male Tumblr models and change our relationship status on our actual profiles to dating them. So we basically just created fake hot boyfriends to make people in our grade jealous. It's so embarrassing to think about. It gives me the ick. I think my mom ended up hearing about one of my boyfriends from Facebook or saw his page and asked me about him.
And the thing is, people probably were like, this is a fake guy. I've seen his picture
on
Tumblr.
Like a Hollister model, shirtless.
Oh my gosh. That is so classic. Well, not classic. I'm like, we all did that. So this guy asked for nudes from me through Instagram DM and was like trying to get me to cheat on my boyfriend at the time. He's now my husband. Haha. I'm guessing the guy who's her boyfriend, not the guy who's trying to get her to cheat. I sent it to my boyfriend thinking it was funny. My boyfriend then logged into my Instagram and started flirting back.
Okay.
My husband.
They then dated for 5 years. It was all a joke, though.
Yeah. Just for fun. My husband made a fake Snapchat to send to him. They started exchanging snaps. My boyfriend and his friend then started sending this guy nudes of themselves.
Okay. This is real. Keep going.
My boyfriend literally sent a pic to this guy of his ass, and the guy replied, "Hold up, that's obviously not you. Those aren't your hands." Like it wasn't the literal man ass that gave it away. Anyway, after my boyfriend's friend sent a video of him slapping his own butt, the guy blocked.
Please.
Okay, I was thinking they were doing frontals, and I'm like, this is sus.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, come on, let me just send some pics. It's like, okay, you're having a little too much fun with this. But that makes more sense.
Slapping his own.
Please.
I cannot even fathom. That's great. You're catfishing back the catfish.
Yeah.
Or we don't know if he is not a catfish. He's straight up his own identity. The guy asking for names.
Maybe.
We don't know.
Yeah. Not clarified.
I've been waiting for this one. I'm not proud of it, but here it goes. When I was 12, my friends and I were obsessed with pranks. We decided it would be fun to catfish our friend's ex, middle school relationship, you know, on Instagram and ask him to go out. We made an account using random pictures of a really pretty girl and made a whole persona and DM'd him. It wasn't long before the creepy old men started rolling in. Oh, yeah. And being the stupid children we were, we didn't think much of it. This one guy in particular kept messaging us, and after looking into his profile, we learned he was an Indian married man with a kid. We DM'd him back and asked where he was from, and when he said India, we said, OMG, we are visiting India next week, thinking it was funny. Well, he asked if we wanted to meet up with him in India, and we planned everything out with him from date to place and everything. We then thought it was a bit sketch. Our tiny brains were catching up and looked more into his account and found his wife's Instagram and messaged her, sending her screenshots of the chat. The next day, the guy blocked us and the wife never replied. Did we ruin a marriage? Looking back, I feel horrible for the wife and kid, but we were only kids, and this is probably why 12-year-old girls should not be using Instagram. Anyways, love you girls so much.
Oh my gosh. Well, you didn't ruin a marriage. He did.
Yeah.
You just brought
it to light, which is a good thing.
Oh,
have you seen those videos on TikTok, like clips of people catching predators?
Oh, yeah. Did you see the one that I saw?
Is wild.
Recently? Because when you said that, I thought of one that I just saw.
I haven't
seen
a recent one.
Oh, it literally was so sad.
Why?
For the wife, not for him.
Oh.
They caught this guy and then they made him call his wife. He's like an old guy who's been married for 35 years. They made him call his wife on camera and tell her right then. And she was literally having a panic attack, obviously. She was like, no. And he was just like, I'm sorry. Like, they just caught me. I can't even talk about it. It's like, for her, you could just hear how shocked and sad she was. And then she was just like devastated. And they're like, you need to give that woman therapy and stuff. Like, you can't just be like, and then the guy who caught it was not the regular show like that. What is the one like catching a predator? It was some random guy. I don't know. I'm like, you're so casual about her. He's like, yeah, sorry. Like, yep, your husband's here with us. Sorry. And she was just like,
sorry.
Like she could not. I'm like, this is horrible.
This whole thing is horrible. Well, some of them are so like, you're just like, yes, you are getting what's freaking coming mm-hmm. to you. Like these guys who are just like at a Walmart, like trying to meet up with a girl, and they're like in the little girls like bike section, yeah. and the guy will just, because that's where they're meeting the 13-year-old that they're gonna freaking, and the guy will be like, hey, like, why are you in this bike section? He's like, oh, I'm just whatever. Like, you looking for predatory wheels? Or he'll like make up a, and the guy's like, what? He's like, yeah, you're here to meet a 13-year-old girl, right? And then they just like beeline, like they're like, no, and like walk away. And they're like, oh no, I have all the messages. And they straight up are like, so when you said you wanted her to do this, like they say it all in public. And the guy's just like, no, like I didn't, and just keeps walking. He's like, well, this is your face, right?
Oh.
And this is your, like, it's crazy, but it's like good. You should be mortified, and you literally need
humiliated,
to go to prison.
100%.
Ew. That is the lowest of all lows.
Lows. 100%. My younger brother is in high school, and a boy in his grade just got caught. Did I just read one?
No, I just read.
Oh. Let me start over. My younger brother is in high school, and a boy in his grade just got caught for being a catfish. The boy was pretending to be a girl on Snapchat, not sure how you can even get away with that, and was snapping multiple boys in their grade. He was forming relationships and getting nudes from these boys.
Oh.
The worst part is he was doing it to one of the teachers as well. So he has most of the guys in his grade and a teacher's nudes.
Oh.
The boy got expelled, but I'm pretty sure the school is trying to cover it up for the teacher because last I heard he wasn't fired.
Oh, it's okay. A guy teacher as well?
Yeah, and I'm wondering, like, who he was pretending to be to the teacher. Like, was he pretending to be a young girl? Or was he pretending to be, like,
an older girl
or something?
Oh my gosh, that's bad.
That's so bad. This is the moral
of the
story.
Never send a freaking nude.
Never send nudes, you guys. I'm sorry. Like, just go back to the old ways if you want to do it with a Polaroid. Mail it to their house or hand deliver it to them. And then make sure they give it back after they got. Because on the internet, you guys, like, people can screenshot, people can save, people can hack. Unless you're totally fine, unless you're fine with the whole world seeing it at some point, like, not to literally fear monger, but especially if you're a minor, like, just don't do that shiz. It's not worth it.
No.
Ugh. It's like for your own safety. I'm not trying to definitely, like, literally sex shame anybody, but it's just not safe.
Love you, ladies. So back in college, I was on a dating app and I talked to and met up with this guy who said he was 28 and we had dinner. Not relevant for the prompt, but he did ask if I was going to eat anything and was surprised to hear that the answer was yes. Not looking for anything in particular, I agreed to have a second date at his place. After we did the deed, he admitted that he was actually 38, not 28, while I was 19. 10-year gap was pushing it, but a 20-year age difference. He looked like a typical stressed out 30-year-old, so it wasn't like he looked almost 40. I was so disgusted that I ghosted him once I left his place. Acted like it wasn't a big deal, but I felt so played.
Ah!
No, that's not okay.
Why are you lying?
Don't lie about that.
You're lying to get someone younger. Yes. Like, you're a creep.
Yes. And you're taking advantage of her. Like, literally after you do it, then you tell her. No.
Ew.
I hate every bit of that.
When I was in college, I started getting random messages on Instagram from guys asking why I wasn't replying to them. And they wanted to meet up for a date. I was confused because I didn't have a clue who these people were. And they acted like they knew me. I ignored them until one day a girl messaged me saying someone was using my photos on Facebook and pretending to be engaged to me. I was shook and disgusted. She said that she knew the person who was posting my photos pretending to be engaged to me and thought it was strange, so she did some digging and ended up finding my real Instagram. She sent me photos of the guy and he was older, maybe 30s or 40s, and he was legit using my photos and posting them acting like I was his fiance. Mind you, I was in college and definitely didn't look older than my real age, so I can only imagine what this guy's families and friends thought for the longest time. He even used a photo of me and my dog and captioned it, "My beautiful baby girl and our dog, Miss Peaches."
I'm Miss Peaches? That might be the worst part of the story. Like, you...
So fake.
Are giving me the worst vibes.
The girl that messaged me helped me report blast him and he stopped. But I was honestly scared and ended up setting my socials to private for a long time. Yeah, that's terrifying. That is absolutely terrifying. Oh, so the people who are messaging her were like his friends and family, like, hey, like, want to come to the family dinner? Like, her, you know, because she's like, I don't know who these people are. Wait.
But how did they know her real account?
Instagram, or, from guys asking why I wasn't replying to them and they wanted to meet up for a date. I'm confused.
oh, maybe he made a fake profile of her and then was like engaged to him, you know?
Yeah. Okay, weird. Well, all of that is terrifying, and that also feels so violating.
Yes.
Knowing this guy's like having some weird fantasy about you and is engaged to you in his
mind. That is scary.
Ooh. Hello, girls. I'm embarrassed to confess, but I have been a catfish before.
I feel like you have all of the I've been a catfish.
Yes. During the days of MySpace, back when I was probably 14, one of my friends didn't have a computer at her house, so she would log into her MySpace account only at my house. Well, she forgot to log out one day, so I saw she was messaging a boy I liked, and wowie, wow, wow, I was devastated. So I came up with this dumb plan to message this boy all kinds of disgusting stuff from my friend's account. Things like, wow, I love to pee in the shower. It smells so good.
Oh.
I love to fart and then bite my toenails off.
Truly.
Truly heinous things.
Fart and then bite my toenail.
My friend eventually found out, but that hoe had moved on to another boy by then. But it did ruin our friendship because she stole my Razer phone and dropped it in a bathtub. So you live and you learn, am I right? Love you all and love the pod.
Please. The Razer phone is such a throwback.
I wonder if it was pink.
Did you have a pink Razer?
Oh my gosh. I don't know if I just fantasized about it so much that I think I did.
Same.
I don't think I ever actually owned one.
What was your first phone?
I don't remember the first one, but I remember having the NV2.
Oh yeah, the NV2 was iconic.
And that was really a moment for me. That
flipped up. Throwback to the days of not a phone monopoly by Apple. And like you literally were like, should I get the Verizon chocolate, the NV2, the Sidekick?
The Motorola Razr.
Mm-hmm.
Also, remember T9 Word?
Yeah.
How weird to think that
we were quick with it.
Younger kids literally probably don't know what that even means. T9 Word, they're like, what's that?
Wow. Nothing makes me feel more like a dinosaur.
You guys have it easy these days.
Seriously. Texting. With the emojis.
Mm-hmm. By the way, I feel like this girl that wrote in is still not over this. She said, I found out that home had moved on to
literally
another boy by then.
You are
still holding a grudge against her, I can tell.
Remember when calling your friends like a slut was just the thing?
The worst thing you could do.
It was like an endearing term. Like you'd be like, what's up, slut? Like kind of as a joke.
Please, I don't think I ever did that.
Oh.
I wasn't allowed to use
words
like that. I was
hanging out with the wrong crowd. I'm like, they did it like endearing, right? That's why everyone called me that.
I just remember a slut being such a negative connotation, like in high school being like, oh, it was
such a slut.
Yeah, like it was a common thing.
Oh, kind of an iconic word, honestly.
Honestly, if you were referred to as a slut in high school, you're an icon now. We don't make the rules.
I already know you're a baddie now.
Mm-hmm.
Someone catfished a guy in my high school pretending to be me. Okay. He then proceeded to text and flirt. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Someone catfished a guy. Oh, sorry. I thought a guy catfished as you. Sorry, okay. Somebody catfished a guy in my school pretending to be me. He then proceeded to text and it was a guy. Okay, that's why I got confused. It was a guy that was catfishing another guy pretending to be her.
Okay.
He then proceeded to text and flirt with him pretending to be me for months. Some guy thought he had been sexting me and that we were secretly dating when I had no idea about it. Imagine you're walking through the halls and this guy's like, that's my secret girlfriend. Like we talk on the weekends and you have no clue.
And he thinks you're like really committing to the bit.
Yes.
As well. Because you never acknowledge him.
I can't remember if I was listening to something. This is when like listening to podcasts becomes a delusion because you're like, is this a conversation I had with my friends or was this something I heard on a podcast? But how in junior high and sometimes even in high school, you're just so freaking awkward with the guys that you talk to or date that you don't talk to them, but you like text them or you give them a hug. Like my seventh grade boyfriend, I literally did not say a word to in person, you guys. Not one single word. Not one single word. And we would hug between classes, between one class, because we are like cross paths, because you know we weren't going out of our way to like see each other. And we would hug for one second, like walk away.
I wonder if that's the same now or if times have changed.
I don't know because 12-year-olds are just so advanced now.
Literally. They look like I did when I was a senior in high school.
Literally when I was in college. And even in high school, like I would be texting a guy all the time and we would have a class together, not say a word. just like walk in just casually. I'm like, why?
Remember seeing certain people just like making out in the halls?
Yes.
During
like, ew.
There were certain couples as well that it was like, that's how they're known.
100%. I mean,
wild.
Slay. They don't care about what other people think about them.
True.
But when you're in high school, you're like, ew.
It's true.
Do that after school. Okay, sorry. Going on with this story. I had classes with him and just thought he was kind of weird and creepy because he would randomly say things to me. I found out when the guy catfishing him finally told me at a graduation party. He'd been using nasty pictures of girls from the internet, not with faces, obviously, pretending to be me and texting some guy. Super weird and creepy. I don't think I realized how wrong it was until later. This guy confessed to you, to your face? That is bold.
That is sociopathic
Super
behavior.
Weird and creepy. I don't think, oh, same guy used my Instagram pictures to make fake online dating profiles and catfish people. Honestly, a confidence booster, but still kind of scary because I get random DMs of people who found my Instagram after seeing a fake Tinder account with my pictures. You know, on Catfish, when they call the person who, like, they're using their pictures, they're just like, their ego
That's an ego boost.
Boosted. They are on top of the world. Like, I'm so sorry. And they're just like, not really. Probably not like that, but this person's
devastated. Yeah, it's like, this person used my face.
Yes.
Because I'm that gorgeous.
Yes.
Yeah. A friend had a boyfriend who was being shady, so I made a fake Facebook profile to try to get proof of his bad behavior. I added random people from my high school to make the account seem legit.
Wait, a Facebook account, she said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Much to my surprise, one day I get a friend request on the fake profile from my boyfriend. He didn't know about the account. I sent him a flirtatious message as a joke, and he flirted right back. The conversation went on long enough to make me super uncomfortable. I was genuinely so shocked and sad. I knew if I told him the fake profile was actually me, he'd make up a lie and say he somehow knew it was me and was just playing along. I told him it was a girl from my church and that she messaged me and told me he flirted with her. Oh. He only half believed me, I think, but it worked and he couldn't deny it. Unfortunately, I did marry him.
What?
LMAO, please roast me. I deserve it. But that was 10 years ago and we're thriving now. P.S. I never caught the original guy doing anything. LOL. Love you.
Girly, I cannot defend this.
Not her saying, please roast me. I deserve it.
I cannot
defend
this.
How old were they? High school.
It's like if he was like 13 or 14, it's like, okay,
we can
and he was
pass.
Flirting, like whatever.
Maybe even if he was
like
15.
If you guys were in college or something. No.
No.
Yeah, and we can
maybe give a pass for high school. It's like, okay. And how long had you been
dating?
Also,
you're pretty self-aware. It's not like you're trying to
like, but he's awesome now. Like, you're yeah. like, roast me. I get it. So that makes me think you guys are doing okay.
Unfortunately, I did marry him. Not the unfortunately. I'm screaming. I bet they joke about it now. And if he ever does that again, send him to us.
Yeah.
We'll take care
actually,
of it.
Actually, we'll make a fake account.
Good.
And see if he flirts. It's funny that she did not even ever catch the original clown. Oh my gosh, why can I not say that? Original guy doing anything. It was literally her boyfriend that she caught, yeah. ironically. Like going
I
undercover.
Forgot that she was trying to get someone else. I am screaming. Hi, ladies. I love your podcast so much, and I've been waiting for the perfect opportunity to submit a story. Unfortunately, this is it. I had some suspicions about my boyfriend, so I made a fake Instagram account with a random girl and added a bunch of people from our college so the account would get followers. Okay, very similar story. Mm-hmm. She had around 2,000 followers, so it looked like a legit account.
Oh, wait, how'd she get so many followers?
I don't know.
Send me tips.
I added my boyfriend. He added the account back. I messaged him from the account asking if he was single, and he responded that he was involved with somebody at the moment. Okay. Keep in mind, we had been dating for a year, so I didn't love that response.
Involved.
Yeah.
Why are you even like entertaining?
Guys
it?
Will go do anything just to get
admit.
Around saying, like, I have a girlfriend. I'm taken. Like, I'm kind of seeing. It's like, just say
what it is.
2 weeks later, he broke up with me and then messaged the account. Keep in mind, I had forgotten all about this account by this point. I responded back saying, I'm sorry, one of my friends dared me to message you. I'm not actually interested, LOL. Probably snarky, but I was so annoyed at him. A day later, he messaged me saying that he wanted me back. I said no. Stay toxic, ladies. That is great revenge. Like, the fact that he didn't ever know and you just got to reject him as another girl.
Ooh, we love that.
That's got to feel good. That was my last story, by the way.
Okay, here's my last one. OMG, girls, this is the most traumatic story I have. When I was a sophomore in college, I got a message on Instagram from some guy that lived in my dorm asking if we were still on for meeting up at my beach house the upcoming weekend. Considering the fact I did not contact this man, I was very confused. Turns out someone was using my name and profile picture to pretend to be me via a fake phone number and Kik account. K-I-K.
Wow, Kik. I forgot about that.
They were sending rated R photos, not of me, but a literal stock image, to this man and trying to get him to meet up with them. I went to the police as I was worried this person was going to do something horrible and they refused to do anything. Rad.
Awesome.
I found out this person was going through all the frats on campus and had contact with more than a dozen people that I know of. I think they eventually stopped, but I have no idea. Anyways, I spent the rest of college assuming every man I saw had spoken to the person who was trying to be me and thinks that they saw my literal tits.
Oh,
traumatizing.
Oh my gosh. You're like going around just flashing people like, that wasn't me. This is me.
That is so violating.
No, that's so scary. That's
Ew,
creepy.
Why do people do this? I'm so creeped out.
People are not okay.
They're so unwell. Oh my gosh, like seriously, I know we already talked about this in the beginning, but what is going on in their head that makes them think this is a good idea? They're just trying to feel something.
It's like, there are so many ways now to escape reality.
Get
Don't
on TikTok
harm
and scroll.
Somebody else. Like literally go make a freaking Club Penguin account or something, like, or play Sims. Don't play actual.
With real
pretend.
People's emotions.
Yeah, with real people's lives. Maybe that's what's so like, exciting about it is it's somebody's real life and their real feelings. But it's like literally go play RuneScape or something and have a relationship on there where you're all pretending and you're all in on it.
I'm freaked out. Well, thank you guys for writing in about your terrifying catfish people. Have we already asked this? Where did the term catfish come from?
I don't
like,
know.
Why is that what it's called?
I don't know. Should I look it up?
Yeah. On iPad duty. Literally whipped out her iPad faster than anything I've ever seen with the keyboard attached.
I could not wait.
Detective mode.
Okay. Maybe this is it. You think you're talking to a fit bird and you're actually talking to a 40-year-old plumber called Steve. Like, maybe that's why. Because you know how in the UK they call them birds, girls?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's like it's not a bird, it's a catfish. Because catfish are ugly.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know. It doesn't say like where it's. Oh.
They're like fishing for info.
Yeah. Where did it come from,
like,
though?
What is that word?
Wait. Have you seen the documentary about Manti?
No, you're telling me about it, though.
Oh, my gosh.
Should I watch it?
It was like the first. Yeah. It was like the first. He's Mormon, too.
Mm-hmm.
He was the first. Like, that's when catfishing got popular. I think it was like one of the first ever
like
catfishing
public things.
Yeah.
Was it social media was out then?
And they
didn't
even know.
Then? Well, it had to have been social media,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was in 2013, I think, when all like got figured out. But that when that happened, it was such a sad documentary because when that happened, the term catfish, like they didn't even know that was a thing, that people pretended to be accounts.
Mm.
So it's not like, okay, come on, you should have known it was a fake account. It was like, I didn't even know that was a thing. And
well,
so he thought this like, yeah, you'll just have to watch it. But.
I have to watch. But that's how I feel about like these days, how can people still be getting catfished? Because even 10 years ago, it kind of makes sense. It's like, you know, oh, I don't have a camera phone or something.
Yeah.
Like that is more believable. But now, come on. You could, please, if someone said, I can't video record you, I'd be like, literally go to the Apple store
yes.
and use their freaking
100%,
photo booth or something.
100%.
Like, send me a personalized video.
Yeah.
At the bare minimum.
Exactly.
Like how can you still be getting catfished these days? Because don't they have a new season of it? Like we were saying, we wanted to watch that. And it's
so.
Recent.
Yeah. Maybe it's like older people who don't
know
as much.
Social media as much, probably.
The most vulnerable people.
Ugh.
Okay. Well, here we go. In modern day context, a catfish is a person who retains a fake online alter ego to seduce and romantically abuse the trust of people on the web. What's the origin of catfish? The notion of a catfish associated with a fake identity comes from a Christian parable from the early 1900s. However, it truly got popularized in 2010 when a TV documentary named after the species of fish was broadcasted about a boy who lived in a false online relationship on Facebook.
Oh.
Yeah, that didn't really say what the parable was, but Okay, slay.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, that's literally all it says. So, well, that's your history lesson for the day.
If anyone has any more information, please come forward. Thank you guys so, so much for writing in your stories. Make sure this is your last call to get tickets to our New York show. Our Boston one is sold out, but we are doing a show on March 30th in New York. Oops. Just a couple days away. Literally 2 days away. So please come hang out with us in New York. If you are around the area, we would absolutely love to see you. It's going to be such a fun night. And go follow our Instagram for any more updates or if you want to be involved in episodes or anything like that. It's at What We Said Podcast. We love you guys so much. And
that's what we said.
Bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.